السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. توحید و سنت ڈاٹ کام www.tauheed-sunnat.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وقال جل وعلا: إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, Muslims have been burdened with difficulties and calamities have befallen them in different places and different times. But never has a calamity befallen the Muslims greater and more painful than the separation and death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a calamity that the heavens cried. The earth could not bear its burden. And darkness prevailed Madinah al-Munawwarah. And what to say of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in? Those who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than they loved their own flesh and blood. Tears are flowing from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eye. Uthman Zunnurain has become motionless, speechless. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu loses total control. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu falls unconscious. The words on Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's lips, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are: يا أبتا أجاب ربا دعا، يا أبتا من جنة الفردوس مأوى، يا أبتا إلى جبريل ننعى. A Bedouin receives the news of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's death. He prays to Allah, these eyes were so I could see the beautiful face of your Nabi, and these ears were so I could hear the sweet voice of your Nabi. Oh Allah, what good are these eyes and ears when your Nabi remains no more? Oh Allah, make me blind as I no longer wish to see anybody's face after the face of your Nabi. Oh Allah, make me deaf as I no longer wish to hear anybody's voice. There and then his prayer was answered and he became deaf and blind. The Sahaba are saying, Wallahi wadidna anna mitna qabla. Only if we died before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Years passed. Even then, whenever Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes a mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears begin to flow from his eyes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is now Khalif. He's making his rounds at night. He is a woman reciting the couplet, Ala Muhammadin Salatul Abrar, Salla Alayka Al Mustafun Al Akhyar, Qad Kunta Qawwaman Baqiy Al Ashar, Ya Layta Sha'ri Wal Manaya Aswar, Hal Tajma'uni Wa Habibi Al Dar. May Allah accept the prayers of the pious seeking blessings for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah's Prophet, you worshipped each night and you wept before the dawning of each day. I wish to know if I could be together with my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for death comes in different stages of mine and I do not know how I shall die. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on hearing these couplets, sits down weeping in love and memory of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a calamity that though around 1400 years have passed since Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left this world, the true Muslims, the true believers still feel the pain. Continuing with the series of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and events of importance, let us today look at the last few days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, everybody, no matter who he is, what he does for a living, has to die one day and leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this concept very clear. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Everybody has to die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no exception to this rule. He's also sent for a fixed period, which Allah the Almighty Himself knows best. And when his time is up, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُنَ سَعَةٌ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. He has to leave this world like those before him. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for a purpose. When this purpose was fulfilled, the great work of the completion of Sharia and purification of souls reached its perfection, and Makkah al-Mukarramah, the capital of Allah's kingdom on earth, was conquered, and people entered Islam in thousands. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your purpose is now fulfilled, and the time to depart and leave this world has come near. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received many indications from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it's time to come, that it's time to leave, has come near. The first indication Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received that it's time to leave has come near was the revelation of the verse, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. That this day I have perfected for you your deen, and I have completed my blessings upon you, and I have accepted Islam for you as a religion. This verse of the Quran, which can be found in Surah Al-Ma'idah, was revealed on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, which took place on a Friday. It was revealed at the time of Asr, when more than 40,000 people had gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam only lived around 81 days after the revelation of this verse. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself understood that this verse was a sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam very soon will have to leave this verse, will have to leave this world. And it is because of this that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the very same sermon said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, كَفَإِنِّي لَا أَدْرِي لَعَلِّي لَأَهُجَّ بَعْدَ حَجَّةِ هَذِهِ. That I do not know whether I will perform Hajj other than this Hajj. This was the first indication Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received that his time was near. The second indication our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received was the revelation of Surah An-Nasr, which was revealed the very next day when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was in Mina. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the help of Allah comes to you against your enemies, and Makkah, the capital of Allah's kingdom and earth, is conquered, and you see the people enter the deen in crowds and thousands, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Understand, the purpose of raising and living in this world is fulfilled. Now the journey to the hereafter, to the next world, is near. So glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than you did before. This was the second indication Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received. The third indication was the coming of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, as is the opinion of some ulama, a few days after the Hajj of Islam, confirming the fundamentals of deen. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, كبينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يراه عليه أثر الصفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لوين صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين وسكن مكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one day when all of a sudden a man came. This man was wearing extremely white clothes and he had jet black hair. This man was not a foreigner because there were no dust on his clothes. His clothes were not creased. No signs of a journey whatsoever. And at the same time, he was not a local because all those that were present, none of us recognized this man. He came and sat very respectfully in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And asked, Ya Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإسلام. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, Islam, تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. Islam is that you testify that there is no God worthy worship but Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You perform your namaz, your salah, give zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and if you have the means, you make the pilgrimage, Hajj. He said, that you have spoken the truth. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in say, كِفَ عَجِبْنَ لَا يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُ, that we were surprised that this man has come not knowing what Islam is. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? And when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam informs him what Islam is, he agrees with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he confirms it. This surprised us. He asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, تُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِن بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, in the last day, and fate, good and bad. This is iman. Where again he replied, Sadaq, that you have spoken the truth. He asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ, tell me what is ihsan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Ihsan is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. And if you do not see Him, then remember, the Almighty sees you. He further asked, فَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ, tell me about the hour. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَ مِنَ السَّاعِ. Then question is not better informed than the questioner. He asked, if that is the case, then tell me about it, son. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, you will see a maidservant will beget her master. You will see the barefooted, naked poor shepherd taking pride in lofty buildings. Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, after asking these questions and confirming the answers, this man went away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent for some period of time. And then said, Ya Umar, has Hadri man Israel? Umar, do you know who this man was, this questioner? I replied, Allahu Rasulu A'la. But Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best who this man was. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam informed us that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلَ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. But that man was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to teach you your deen. These were the three indications Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his time to leave this world has come very near. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam received these indications, the hadith states, فَأَخَذَ بِأَشَدِّ مَا كَانَ قَطُّ إِجْتِهَادًا فِي أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. Akin upon the verse of the Quran, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam began to glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like never before. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam spent most of his time in tasbih and tahleel. Now my brothers and sisters, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's illness, which led to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's death, began in the latter part of the month of Safar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained ill for a period of around 13 to 14 days, and then died in the following month of Rabi al-Awwal, on a Monday. And this is agreed upon by all the historians. As for the date, which Monday of Rabi al-Awwal it was, the first or the second, there is a difference of opinion. And because justice cannot be done, I choose to leave it. And I only mention what is agreed upon, and that is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam died on a Monday, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam died in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, and this is agreed upon by all the historians. Now as I've mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's illness began in the latter part of the month of Safar. Regarding how it began, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's slave Abu Muhayba relates that one night Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all of a sudden woke me up and said, Ya Abu Muhayba, إِنِّي قَدْ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْتَغْفِرَ لِأَهْلِ هَذَا الْبَقِيْ. O Abu Muhayba, I have been ordered to pray for the Muslims buried in Jannatul Baqi. Abu Muhayba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I went with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I accompanied Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till we got to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Manawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lifted his hand and prayed and kept him praying for a long time. After praying, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to me, Ya Abu Muhayba, إني قد أعطيت مفاتيح خزائن الدنيا والخلد في ثم الجنة. O Abu Muhayba, I have been given the keys to the treasures of the world, then Jannah. فخيرت بين ذلك وبين لقاء ربي والجنة. O Abu Muhayba, and I have been given a choice between this and the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then Jannah. Abu Muhayba says that I said, Ya Rasulullah, بأبي أنت وأمي فخذ مفاتيح خزائن الدنيا والخلد في ثم الجنة. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, take the keys and جنة. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أبو محيبة, لقد اخترت لقاء ربي والجنة. أبو محيبة, I have chosen the meeting of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and جنة. أبو محيبة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned home, and in the morning, the illness from which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam eventually died from began in the morning. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a very severe headache and a temperature. It was a Wednesday, and the turn of our mother Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was a man of many wives, asking upon the verse of the Quran to be just between wives, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would spend a night with each wife. And this, when this illness began, it was a Wednesday, and the turn of our mother, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, a few years earlier, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was presented roasted mutton, which was poisoned by a Jewish. The effect of that poison played a great part in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's illness, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shahadat. And it is because of this, during the illness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Aisha, ما أزال أجد ألم الطعام الذي أكلت بخيره. Oh Aisha, I still feel the pain caused by the food I ate at Khaybar. And at this time I feel as if it's going to cut my vein. That poison is going to cut my vein. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I've mentioned, treated his wives equally and was highly sensitive to the feelings of his wife. This is why in the first 5 days of his sickness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed in the apartment of each wife according to her turn. That is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On each of these days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stayed with the wife according to her turn. On Monday, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam condition became very serious, as the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha suggests, which can be found in Sahih Bukhari, اِسْتَأْذَنَ أَزْوَاجَهُ أَنْ يُمَرَّ فِي بَيْتِي فَأَذِنَّ لَهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for permission from his wife to be nursed in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. They happily consented. This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house on Monday, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained there for a week, till finally Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the following Monday passed away in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. During his illness, our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, took good care of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And because it was a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was normally ill, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and the surah قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was ill, he would recite these surahs, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make dhamm on himself. Because this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's practice, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in his fatal illness, would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then use Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand to rub over his body for barakah, as the hadith of Sahih Bukhari suggests. Now during his illness, one day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, يَكُنَّ أَزْوَاجِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِنْدَهُ فَأَقْبَلَتْ فَاطِمَةُ مَا تَخْفَ مِشْيَتُهَا مِنْ مِشْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That we the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were seated next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all of a sudden Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came. Her walk was exactly like her father's. It did not differ from the walk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam saw his beloved daughter, marhaban bi ibnati, he welcomed her and made her sit beside him, as was his habit. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said something to her in a very secretive manner. He shared something with her. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to cry and weep bitterly. فَلَمَّ رَأَى حُزْنَهَا سَارَهَا الثَّانِيَةِ فَإِذَنْ هِيَ تَضْحَكْ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw that his daughter had become upset and saw anxiety and sadness, for a second time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said something to her in a very secretive manner. This time Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to laugh. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, so when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood up and left, I asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell me, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam share with you? O Fatima, What made you cry and then smile? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said, كَمَا كُنْتُ لِأُفْشِيَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سِرًّا. But I will not disclose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left this world, and one day asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to now tell me, why did you cry at that time and why did you smile? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala informed her, كأن أخبرني أن جبرائيل كان يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة وأنه عارضني به العام مرتين ولا أرى الأجل إلا قد اقترب. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala informed Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that the first time Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam whispered, O Fatima, my death has come near. I will die from this illness. As Jibreel alayhi salam used to recite the Quran before once every year, and this year he has recited the Quran twice. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said this to me, I wept. And then on the second time, because Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam saw my anxiety and sadness, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said to me, O Fatima, أَلَا تَرْضَيْنَ أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ أَحْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Fatima, are you not pleased that you will be the leader of the women of Jannah and the first to follow me from the Ahlul Bayt? Just I smiled. Now my brothers and sisters, 4 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's death, that is on a Thursday, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on a Monday, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the room was full of people. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those present in the room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, هَلُمُّ أَكْتُبُ لَكُمْ كِتَابًا لَنْ تَضِلُّ بَعْدَهُ. Bring some writing material so I may leave some instructions after which you will never go astray. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَتَنَازَعُوا وَلَا يَنْبَغِي عِنْدَ نَبِيٍّ تَنَازُعٌ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this to them, they began to differ and dispute amongst themselves. Though to differ and dispute in the presence of a prophet, of a Nabi, is not a good thing and not appropriate. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, قَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجْهِ وَعِنْدَكُمُ الْقُرْآنِ حَسْبُكُمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is in great pain and seriously ill. Do not give Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam any more taklif. We have the book of Allah, the Quran, and the Quran is sufficient for our problems, and it is the solution to all our problems. Anything that can arise, the Quran is the solution. There were some Sahaba who agreed with Umar radiallahu ta'ala that we should not give taklif to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, while the other said that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has ordered, كَرِّبُوا يَكْتُبُوا لَكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So give him something, the writing material, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can write for us. The hadith states, فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرُ اللَّغَطُ وَالْإِخْتِلَافِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُمُوا عَنِّي. That when they began to differ and argue amongst themselves, and this dispute increased, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in salim. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam verbally instructed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to do three things. The first, أخرج المشركين من جزيرة العرب. That drive the polytheists out of the peninsula of Arabia. This was one of the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to do 4 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world. And today, we have invited the mushrikeen in the peninsula of Arabia. The second thing, أَجِيزُ الْوَفْ بِنَحْوِ مَا كُنْتُ أَجِيزُ. Treat the deputation with the same kindness that I treated them with. And as for the third, the narrator says, I forgot it, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not mention it. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to leave and took some rest. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt some relief, on the same day he ordered, حَرِيقُ عَلَيَّ مِنْ سَبْعِ قِرَبْ, that pour water on me from 7 water skins, the mouth, of which have been untied. So that I may address the people and give nasiha to the people, give them advice. They helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit in a basin, a big basin, which belonged to Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And they poured water on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ordered. حَتَّى تَفِكَ يَشِيرُ عَلَيْنَ بِيَدِهِ أَنْ تَدْفَعَلْتُنَّ. Poured water until Nabi alayhi salatu was indicated with his hands that stop, you have done your job, you have done as you have been ordered. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took the bath, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went to the people, Nabi alayhi salatu was in prayer, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam delivered this sermon. From the hadith which can be found in Sahih Muslim, it can be derived that this sermon is 4 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's death. This the great master of hadith Ibn Ajr al-Asqalani says, according to this, this khutbah also took place on the Thursday before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left this world. This was the last khutbah and the last address of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the last address of his life. And in this very khutbah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam hinted to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een that very soon he is to leave the world. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates the hadith to Musa in Sayyid Bukhari and Sayyid Muslim. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saw on the member and said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, كَإِنَّ عَبْدًا خَيَّرَهُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَا يُؤْتِيَهُ مِنْ زَهْرَةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا شَاءَ وَبَيْنَ مَا عِنْدَهُ فَاخْتَارَ مَا عِنْدَهُ. That a servant of Allah has been given a choice. If he wishes, he can have the fineries of the world as much as he wishes. Or he can have that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servant of Allah has chosen the latter. He has chosen what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha heard this, tears began to flow from his eyes with the words فَدَيْنَاكَ بِآبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا on his lips. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers and fathers, we want them to see. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een say, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And people began to say, Unzuru ila hadha shaykh. Look at this old man. What is wrong with him? Yukhbiru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an abdin khayrahu Allahu bayna yu'tiyahu min zahrati dunya wa bayna ma indahu. Wa huwa yakul fadaynaaka bi abaina wa ummahatina. Look at this old man. What is wrong with him? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is giving information about a servant of Allah who has been given a choice of one or two things, the fineries of the world, or that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this old man is crying and saying, فَدَيْنَاكَ بِآبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was كَانَ أَبُو بَكَرٍ أَعْلَمُنَا. But as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the most learned from amongst us, as only after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we realize that the servant who was given this choice was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in his last sermon was referring to himself. After delivering the sermon and making many things clear, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam returned to his apartment. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam led the prayers in his mosque as long as he was well and he was able to do so, and his health supported him. And the last complete prayer Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam led was the Maghrib prayer on the Thursday, 4 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam left this world. The hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim. Umm al-Fadl radiyallahu ta'ala anha relates that during his illness one day Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came to the masjid while his head was bandaged and led us in the Maghrib prayer and recited the surah wal mursalati urfa fama salla ba'daha hatta laqiya Allah azza wa jal. Thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did not leave us in a complete prayer thereafter. That was the last complete prayer Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam led the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was unable to lead the prayer, he ordered Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an to take up the responsibility of salah and lead the believers in prayer. Regarding this, Ubaydullah ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala relates that I once visited Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and said, Ala tuhadithini an marzi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O mother of the believers, tell me about the last illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother agreed and related the Nabi alayhi salam was seriously ill. He asked, Asallanna? Have people prayed by Aisha? He said, La. هم ينتظرونك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Messenger of Allah, they are waiting for you. They have not read their prayer. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام directed, بولي ماء في المخطأ. That put some water in a tub for me. She says, we did accordingly. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then as he was about to get up for salah, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام fainted due to high temperature. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam recovered, yet again the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked, Asallan na? Have people read the Isha prayer? He replied, La hum yantazirunaka ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people are still waiting for you. Yet again Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam directed to put some water in the tub for me. Yet again Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam took a bath. And as he was about to get up for salah, yet again Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam fainted for a second time. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam came round recovered, yet again the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Asallan na? Have the people prayed by Aisha? Subhanallah. This was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even in this condition, this precarious condition, the only thing on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mind was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prayer. The same questions Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked for the third time. The fourth time Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked the same question. وَالنَّاسُ أَقُوفٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ يَنْتَظِرُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَاةَ الْإِشَاءِ. The people were inside the masjid waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to offer the Isha salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam sent a message, Muru Abu Bakr fal yusalli bil. They ordered Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna Abu Bakr rajulun waqiqun, Iza qama makamak lam yasma'u an-nas min al-buka. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered somebody else. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a soft heart. He's very soft-hearted. Ya Rasulullah, when he recites the Quran, he sheds tears. People will not be able to hear his Qur'an, the recitation of the Quran. But in spite of what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Muru Abu Bakr fal yusalli bin nas. But ordered Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the prayer. Yet again Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha repeated her words. And this time asked Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah and the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to say the same. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said to his wife, Antunna suwayhabatu Yusuf, that you are behaving like those women around Yusuf alayhi salam. Order Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the prayer. Now the reason our mothers insisted, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha insisted that a father not be burdened with this responsibility was as she herself has made clear in another narration, وَمَا حَمَ عَوَدَتِهِ إِلَّا أَنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن يَتَشَاءَمَ النَّاسُ بِأَبِي بَكْرٍ فَأَحْبَدْتُ أَن يَعْدِلَ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَن يَعْدِلَ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. But she feared that the people will not love the man who took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's place. And that the appointment of her father as imam would be taken as an ill omen by the people. This is why she kept on insisting that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ordered somebody else to lead the prayer. The hadith states, فَصَلَّ بِهِمْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu led the people in prayer in those days. بل أصل حديث سيء، ثم إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجد من نفسه خفة. Afterwards, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام felt some relief. Some say this was a Saturday, while others say that this was a Sunday. As Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, it was a time of Zuhr. As Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه was leading the Muslims in prayer according to the command of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام came leaning on Hazrat Abbas and Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنهما shoulders. When Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, when Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ذهب ليتأخر. He began to withdraw. When Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام ordered Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه not to do so and continue leading the prayer. He ordered Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما to seat him next to Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. But after Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه said the prayer standing, following Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, who was sitting down. And the people said their prayer standing, following Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. This was the last prayer, the prayer of Zuhr. The last prayer Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام led. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام did not go to the masjid thereafter. My brothers and sisters, there is no contradiction as to what I've mentioned now and what I mentioned earlier, that the last prayer that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام led was the Maghrib of the first day, because that hadith is referring to a complete prayer from the beginning till the end. The last complete prayer Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام led was the Maghrib of the Thursday. And this prayer was not a complete prayer, because Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه was already leading the prayer. He already led part of the prayer, and then Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام came. This was the Zuhr of the Sunday. Ibn Sa'd in his book Tabaqat and Allama Zurqani in the commentary of Mawahib al-Dunya write that on this very day, the Sunday, the story of the medicine also took place. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, we thought Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam was suffering from an illness of rasul jam. Ladadnahu fi marazihi. Thus we poured medicine in one side of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam's mouth. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam indicated by pointing, La taludduni, do not pour medicine in my mouth. He said, Karahiyatul mariz lidduwa. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is saying this because he's a patient, and it is only natural for patients to dislike medicine. However, when Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam improved and felt better, he said, Alam anhakum an taludduni, did I not forbid you to pour medicine in my mouth? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you saw it because of the dislike patients have for medicine. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, La yabqa ahadun fil bayt illa ludda wa la anzur illa labba. But everyone who is present inside the house, let him be give medicine exactly the same way, except for Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, as he had not witnessed you doing the same to me. This was on a Sunday. Next day, Monday, the day Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam passed away. On Monday, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, at the time of Fajr, came to see the Sahaba radiallahu for the last time, and came to say farewell to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. As if Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu state, relate, كأن المسلمين بينهم في صلاة الفجر من يوم الاثنين وأبو بكر يصلي لهم لم يفجعهم إلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد كشف ستر حجرة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. So while the Muslims were offering their Fajr prayer on Monday and Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه was leading them in prayer, all of a sudden Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام lifted the curtains of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها's apartment and looked at the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين, they were in the rows of the prayer, and smiled at the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنهم seen رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم retreated to join the stuff behind, thinking that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام wants to come and lead the Muslims in prayer. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام's face was as bright as the paper of the Quran, and the Sahaba say, فَمَا رَأَيْنَا مَنْظَرًا أَعْجَبْ إِلَيْنَا مِهِ, that we have never seen a manzar, a sight better and more pleasing than the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day. The Sahaba were naturally overwhelmed and confounded with joy and were about to give up praying because of being overjoyed at seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam beckoned them with his hand to complete the prayer. But after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam went back to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and his apartment and he was quoted. Immediately after prayer, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seeing that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam felt much better. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had two wives. And it was the turn of his wife Kharija bint Habib, Habiba bint Kharija, who lived outside Madinah al-Munawwara. He asked for permission to see her. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave permission. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu left. Now the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een seen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is feeling much better, also took permission, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een returned to their house. However, when the Sahaba left, however, thereafter, very soon thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was ready to depart from this world and leave this world. Regarding the last moment, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relate, كَإِنَّ مِنْ نِعْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تُوَفِّيَ فِي بَيْتِي وَفِي يَوْمِي وَبَيْنَ السَّحَرِ وَنَحَرِي وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ رِيقِي وَرِيقِهِ إِنْدَ مَوْتِي. But it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on me that he alayhi salatu wa salam died in my house on my turn and while leaning against my chest and throat. And Allah joined my saliva with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to death. And that is because Abdul Rahman, my brother, entered with a miswak. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was leaning against my chest and throat. فَرَأَيْتُهُ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَأَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ السَّوَاكِ. I saw Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam looking at the miswak. And I knew Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam lived it. So I asked, Ya Rasulullah, أَخُذُهُ لَكْ. Take it for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam nodded in the affirmative. And because it was too stiff, I asked, أُلَيِّنُهُ لَكْ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I soften it? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam yet again nodded yes. She says, I chewed it with my mouth, I chewed it with my teeth, shook it and made it soft with water and gave it Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who in turn used it to clean his teeth with. There was a pot of water next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam started dipping his hands in the water and rubbing his face with it, saying, Inna lil-mawti sakarat. But death has its agony. But after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam lifted his hands and began to say, Sir Rafiq al-Ala, with the highest companion, till Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was no more and his hands dropped. Explaining this in slightly more detail in the hadith which can be found in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, narrated by Zul Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, that when the angel of death came, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam fell in swoon and then came down, looked towards the roof and then began to say, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la, O Allah, to the highest companion, O Allah, to the highest companion. Our mother says, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la, I understood the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to relate when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was well. فَلَنْ يُقْبَضْ نَبِيٌ قَطُّ حَتَّى يُرَى مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ ثُمَّ يُخَيَّرُ. That a life of a prophet is not taken till he is given a choice until his place in paradise is shown to him. And this is that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam now has been given the choice and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will not choose it. فكان آخر كلمة تكلم بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوله اللهم رفيق الأعلى. And the last word Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام uttered was اللهم رفيق الأعلى. Just like the first word Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام uttered was الله أكبر, that Allah is the greatest. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام left this world and the world changed for the time of mine. The day Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام entered Medina, أضاء من المدينة كل شيء. Everything within Medina Sulaim Manawara lit up, and the day Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam died, everything in Medina Sulaim Manawara, darkness prevailed in Medina Sulaim Manawara. And Allah knows best the difficulty and the pain the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and Majma'een felt on that day. As that cannot be described. The words in Fatima's lips, Ya Bata, Ajaba Rabban Da'a, Ya Bata, من جنة الفردوس مأوى يا أبتا إلى جبريل مناع. عثمان ذو النورين became speechless. علي مرتضى crying faint. حضرة عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما becomes motionless. حضرة عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه loses control. He has a sword in his hand. He is saying, I will strike off the head. He who says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has died, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is no more, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has just gone to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to return. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu receives the news of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam's death, he immediately returns from his house in front. Tears are flowing from his eye. He's breathing heavily. But as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has total control of himself. He dismounts, enters the masjid, enters upon Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and goes straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is covered with a Yemenite cloth. He uncovers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, bows over him, kisses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and weeps, saying, بأبي أنت وأمي والله لا يجمع الله عليك موتتين. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, let my father and mother be sacrificed for you. By Allah, Allah will never give you death twice. As for the death which was written for you, it has come upon you. Hazrat Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه relate, Hazrat Abu Bakr thereafter went to people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was already speaking to the people. Hazrat Abu Bakr said to him, Idris ya Umar. Umar, sit down. Fa aba Umar an yajlis. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused. The people on scene, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Umar and gathered around Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke to the people to console them and lighten the burden he had driven. فمن كان منكم يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان منكم يعبد الله إن الله حي لا يموت. But if there was anyone amongst you who used to worship Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is no more. But if any one of you used to worship Allah, then Allah the Almighty is alive and Allah shall never die. As Allah himself says, وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل فَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more than a apostle, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. The narrator says, وَاللَّهِ لَكَأَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ حَتَّى تَلَاهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ. It was as if the people never knew that Allah had revealed this verse before till Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited it to the people. And all the people received it from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and began to recite this very verse. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Wallahi ma huwa illa an sami'tu Abu Bakr talaha fa'aqirtu hatta ma tuqilluni riflaya. By Allah, when I heard Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting this verse of the Quran, my legs could not support me. And I fell down at that very moment of hearing Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting it, declaring that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has died. The khutbah, the sermon, the masla regarding the khilafah, who should become the next leader took place. This does not concern us today. At this moment in time, Muslims after giving bay'ah to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prepared for the funeral and related matters. They began first with the ghusl. But they did not know what to do, as they had never experienced the death of a prophet. Thus they said, وَاللَّهِ مَا نَدْرِي أَنُجَرِدْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ ثِيَابِ كَمَا نُجَرِدْ مَوْتَانَ أَمْ نَغْسِلُهُ عَلَيْهِ ثِيَابُ. Okay, shall we take off Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's clothes and then give him a bath, or shall we give him his bath with his clothes on? When they began to differ amongst themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep. Everybody's chin was touching his chest. ثُمَّ كَلَّمَهُمْ مُكَلِّمٌ مِّن نَاحِيَ الْبَيْتِ لَا يَدْرُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فَأَنِغْفِرُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَعَلَيْهِ سِيَابٍ. When somebody called from the corner of the room, not knowing who it was, he said, give Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam bath with his clothes on. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the help of a few others, Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Fadl, Hazrat Qusam, Hazrat Shiqran, Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, give Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam bath. The hadith states, قُفِّنَ فِي ثَلَاثَةِ أَصْوَابٍ بِيدٍ صَحُولِيَّةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا قَمِيسٌ وَلَا أَمَامَةٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was given a coffin in three white cotton garments. After the bath, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een began to differ as to where Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam should be buried and what type of grave should be dug. As for where Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam should be buried, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took care of this problem by relating the hadith of Rasulullah, كَمَا قَرَضَ اللَّهُ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا فِي الْمَوْضِعِ أَلَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَن يُدْفَنْ فِيهِ. But Allah does not take the life of a prophet but in that place wherein he likes to be buried. This is why Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ordered them to bury Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly in the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. As for what type of grave should be dug, the Muhajireen were of the opinion that a bagri grave, a box-like grave should be dug, as was the custom of the people of Makkah, and the Ansar were of the opinion that a lahad should be dug, as was the custom of the people of Madinah al-Munawwarah. Now Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to dig the box-like grave, while Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to dig the lahad. They decided that a message should be sent to both of them, and whoever comes first should dig the grave. It so happened that Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu came first, and he dug the grave, the lahad, according to the customs of the people of Medina. On Tuesday, the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed to one side of the grave, and the people would come in small groups and read the janazah namaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَلَّمْ يَأُمَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa. And it should be remembered there was no imam. The people would come in small groups, and they themselves would read the janazah namaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would leave. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was buried on a Wednesday, as is the opinion of the Jamhur ulama, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een returned to their house reciting, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِئُونَ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.